Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Arm Yourselves, Already in Progress.
And he said, Pastor, it doesn't appear to be working. I said, Dave, repent. God's word. I said, you ain't going to get no sympathy from me. I said, you little, come over here and sit down, you poor dear thing. I said, no, absolutely not. I said, repent for your sin, your sins of unbelief. The scripture said these signs shall follow them that believe. It didn't say maybe or it might. It says they shall follow. I said, in the name of Jesus, we're going to drive out these devils. And I said, Dave, I want you to start putting your name in there. I, Dave Rosenfeld, command these spirits to leave me and to go away and to never come back. Now, devil, it is written in Luke 10, 19 and 20, I have power over you and you got to obey me in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, thank you for these promises that you give us. You said I can become a partaker of the divine nature of God because of what you did on that cross. So I'm receiving that for me and my life in Jesus' name. And I said, and don't give up. 20 months later, total. That was 8 months later, but the first time we went 12 months, and then the second time, 8 more. 20 total months. But at the end of 20 total months, Dave came out on the other side completely healed. And he's been completely healed now for about 12 or 15 years. And, of course, him and his wife and kids, of course, I got so tickled whenever Dave come to me. Some of you know this. If you're new here, you don't know this. But when Dave come to me, he said, Thurman, I married this beautiful girl from Canada. And I want babies, we want children. And the doctors tell us that with my problem, if we have any children, this is in my DNA, and my children will all be sick just like me. I said, well, Dave, the doctor's wrong. I said, it's not in your DNA, it's a demon. And I said, we're going to break the curse and kick the demons out, and when those demons go away, you and your wife, you'll get healed. And I said, you and your wife can have all the babies you want to, and it won't none of them be sick. And so we kicked out the demons, broke the curse, and today they have 6 beautiful children from 2 to 11. And ain't none of them got no sickness of no kind. Isn't that wonderful? We don't have to be beat up, do we? We got the King and he gave us all these promises so we can become partakers of the divine nature of God. I believe the divine nature of God, I believe that's just like me. And a few of the problems that the devil's trying to mess up, and of course I know God's doing this to take me to a new level, but he's doing things to my body too, but I'm standing. Yeah. You know, I'm gonna come out the other side of this thing. I'm gonna be like Cheryl made a statement the other day at Baltimore. She said, this is the oldest young man that I ever met. Yeah. Said, boy, he may be old, but he sure is young. Well, let me tell you, I feel young, you know. This is certain things don't work like it did before, but it's going to. It's going to even work better. Guarantee it. You know, I'm not going to take no for an answer. I'm going to be solid. They're going to quit shaking. I'm going to get through with all this, you know. My eyes are going to be 20/10. In fact, the Lord told Cheryl the other day, said, have Thurman when he prays for eyes. I'd been praying for 20/20. She said, have him pray for 20/10 vision. Amen. So I've been praying for 20/10 ever since, Lord. And if I'm going to tell you for sure, if God told my wife to tell me to pray for 20/10, he has a 20/10 gift waiting for me when I pass my test. I ain't going to have 20/20 or 20/0 or 20-whatever. I'm going to have 20/10 vision, perfect sight, up close, four-way, night and day. I can see perfect because I quoted that. I'll never forget that guy that came right to my church, and this has been several years ago. When he came up to healing school, I said, what do you need to be prayed for, sir? He said, my eyes. He said, he had real thick glasses on. I mean, real thick ones. I said, so do you know what your prescription is? He said, yes, it's 2700. I said, wow, and you can still drive? He said, well, with these real thick glasses, I can drive. But he said, without them, I can't see nothing. So I said, okay, there is an awesome scripture in God's word, Mark 11, 23. Now, I want you to look at Mark 11, 23. I want you to see what this verse says. And just look at it. We're going to read it. Mark 11, 23. Look at this verse. Mark 11:23. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever... Now who does that include? Does that include all of us? That whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. I told him, I said, sir, I'm going to use Mark 11:23, and I'm going to say with my mouth, you have perfect 20/20 vision, up close, far away, night and day, you can see perfect in the name of Jesus. I said, okay. I prayed, and I said, how's your eyes? He said, it didn't change a bit. I said, okay, but it's in the process, I guarantee. Because God's word ever fail? No. Only thing makes it fail is when we make it fail. I told him, I said, you take that Mark 11:23 and you quote that verse over and over and over and over to the Lord every day, many times a day. 2 years later, me and Cheryl was over Hillcrest. Yeah, we were speaking at a luncheon at Hillcrest. He come up and he said, hi, Pastor Scherner. I shook hands with him. I said, hi. He said, you don't remember me, do you? I looked at him and said, no, sir. I hate that, but I really don't. I said, should I know you? He said, yeah, I'm the guy that had 2700 vision. I said, wow, you're not wearing glasses. He said, nope. He said, I did exactly what you told me to do. He said, you prayed for me? And then I started saying every day, many times a day, thank you, Lord, for Mark 11:23. I can have whatever I say with my mouth if I believe with my heart. So, Lord, I thank you that I have perfect 20/20 vision. I can see perfect up close, far away, night and day. I can see perfect in the name of Jesus. And he said, I said that every day, over and over and over for about 10 months. One day I'm driving down the road, and I said that, and when I did, I heard a voice say, you finally believe it. He said, well, Lord, I believed it the first time I said it. He said, no, you didn't. You just thought you did. But today, he said, you really believe it. So he said, why don't you take off your glasses? So he said, I pulled off to the side of the road and stopped. And then I took my glasses off and said, when I looked, I couldn't see a thing. Not a thing. Just like I was totally blind. I said, Lord, thank you that Mark 11:23 says, whatever I say with my mouth, if I believe with my heart, I can have it. So I have perfect 20/20 vision, up close, far away, night and day. I can see perfect in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for my new eyes. And he said, both eyes came into perfect focus, and they've been perfect ever since. Now, does that scripture work? It works when you believe it. Oh, yeah. In fact, that day that he did that, he pulled a little Bible out of his shirt pocket, and it's 4.0 or 4.5 font, a little bitty font, and he pulled it out and opened it to Mark 11:23, and he read Mark 11:23, and I looked over his shoulder, and I said, you can read that? He said, yes, can't you? I said, no, I cannot. But I'm going to be able to.
Amen.
Because I'm believing the Lord for my 2010 vision.
Amen.
So, Lord, thank you that I have 2010 vision. Up close, far away, night and day, I can see perfect. Night and day, I can see perfect in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So, Lord, thank you. Now, is the Word of God true?
Yes.
Does it mean what it says?
Yes.
Now, if he also tells us now, don't sin or I won't answer your prayer, does he mean that too?
Yes.
So don't get into sin. You know, we shouldn't even have to think about that. As far as I'm concerned, us as the children of God, sin should be so far away from us, we shouldn't even think about sin. I mean, we shouldn't even, if sin is crouching at our door, if it comes to our door and just says, you know, wouldn't you like to do this? Wouldn't you like to just do something wrong? Wouldn't you just like to, maybe, wouldn't you like to overeat? And you know, we do things. We do things wrong. But you know, we should say, nope, I ain't going to do it. I ain't going to do it. I'm not going to overeat. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to run. I'm going to play. Ain't going to be nothing wrong with me. You know, I'm not going to think about anything bad. If anything bad comes through my mind, I'm going to capture that thought and I'm going to throw that booger away. I ain't even going to think about doing something wrong. Is that where we should be living? We should be so holy and so pure and so clean that any time we come to the Lord and ask him for anything, we should, within In fact, Kim, when y'all prayed for that little child, how many days was it before those scars were nearly completely gone?
I didn't see her every day, but the when I came back the next week, they were.
Okay, when you come back the next week, they were nearly completely gone in a week.
What was awesome was when I was finished praying and I looked up.
And you were startled.
Yeah, I was actually startled because which is awesome, but it was so amazing to see it. It was already, the skin was already starting to like melt together. It was so awesome to see it.
Wow.
When I popped up. And when she came the next week, Janessa got to see her and saw that the scars were gone even.
Just think, Mark 16, one more time. Let's go back to Mark 16, 18. Let's look at this. Mark 16, 18. Mark 16, 17 and 18. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Now, is it a good thing to be a believing believer? And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. You shall speak with new tongues. Next verse. You shall take up the serpent, Satan, and if you drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt you. You shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Do you know that Friday night we had nearly 200 people to pray for? That's a lot of folks. The pastor of that church, he said, oh my goodness, the way Thurman does things with this many people here, we will be here till 4 o'clock in the morning. He's been there too. He's been there with us when we were still there at 2 o'clock in the morning. So he just knew we were going to be there. But I told the people, I said, this is what I'm going to do. I said, first of all, the scripture says that if you repent of all your sins, then how many of your diseases does God heal? That's exactly what they all said that heard me say that. If I confess my sin, all my sin, he forgives all of my iniquities, and then he heals all of my diseases. Yeah, so I said, so if you right now, whatever sin you've got, if you tell the Lord, Lord, I'm sorry for sin, and I confess my sin, and I ask you to forgive me for all the things I've done wrong, how many sins is God going to forgive? Isn't that a wonderful thing to know that you can ask him and he'll forgive everything? And then he says, after I forgive all your sins, and how many of your diseases will I heal? All.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Arm Yourselves, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.